In southeast Washington and in southern Russia, there are two atomic cities world apart, but with surprising similarities. The new book Plutopia studies the cities of Richland, Washington and Ozersk, Russia. Both places made plutonium for nuclear bombs, and both sprung up from desolate places during World War II and the Cold War. Correspondent Anna King sat down with the author of the book.
Kate Brown says people who lived in Richland and Ozersk during the plutonium production days remember both towns as delightful places to live.
Strangely enough, you know, despite the fact that they're at the bullseye of the Cold War in so many ways, they're vulnerable to attack from the enemy abroad, they're vulnerable to big explosions, and they're vulnerable to sort of daily doses of low levels of radiation.
Brown says, sure, both the Russians and the Americans were dealing with some of the most toxic stuff on Earth, but the governments made sure that most that came to work had secure jobs, there was plenty to eat, and there were good schools for children. Stable, nuclear families in more ways than one. Brown says many of those laborers turned out to be women. At jobs at Hanford and in Russia, many of them worked in some of the most hazardous places.
One woman here, Marge DeGoyer, told me this story about how when she applied for a job at Hanford, they said, would you like to cook or to sew? And she grew very confused because she said, I thought this is a factory job. She goes, I don't like to do either, but I guess I'd rather cook. And they said, okay, good, we'll put you in the processing plant, because there was a lot of measuring, you know, little quantities, 8 ounces of this, 2 ounces of that. And it was considered that women are good at that. They're good at following directions to the T.
Brown says the urgency of war and limited resources also meant both the Americans and Russians disposed of waste harming the environment, legacies that affected multiple generations in surrounding communities. Americans disposed of liquid and solid radioactive waste in pits in the desert sand, filled underground tanks with millions of gallons of radioactive waste, and sent more downstream in the Columbia River. In the late 1940s, the Russians filled their own underground tanks, sent thousands of curies of highly radioactive waste downstream, and sickened riverside communities.
They didn't tell any of the 28,000 people living downstream who didn't have wells. They drank from those rivers, they cooked with it, watered their livestock and crops and with those rivers, ate the fish.
Brown says much of that waste, both in Russia and near Richland, has yet to be cleaned up. She says some in Russia call themselves the white mice because they believe the government used them as some sort of experiment. And in the American Northwest, downwinders and atomic workers also suffered from poisoning from Hanford. Brown says ultimately, these two spots are linked both in their foundations, fates, and their legacies.
They used to say in Ozersk, the sort of Richland equivalent, if you drilled a hole through the ground, you would end up in Richland. And that's how I sort of imagine is these two cities revolving around each other on one axis. So the Soviets knew about they had a pretty good approximation of what was going on in Hanford, and they understood, you know, if the Americans are cutting corners on waste, we have to too, we have to keep up.
Kate Brown's new book, Plutopia, is published by the Oxford University Press. I'm Anna King in Richland.